After dispatching the Indiana Pacers, the Miami Heat are one step closer to their third consecutive NBA title. Last week, team president Pat Riley filed to expand his trademark rights to the phrase three-peat. Riley has held those rights since 1988, months after his Los Angeles Lakers won back-to-back titles. Those Lakers didn't three-peat, nor has any of Riley's other teams, but that hasn't stopped him from profiting over the years. Here to explain is ESPN's Darren Revelle. Darren, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Obviously, Pat Riley would prefer to profit from his trademark by having his own team win three championships in a row, but does that actually make any difference in the world of trademarks?
Well, it didn't for him. When the Bulls won in 93 for the third time, he was able to make money off that when the licensees used the phrase. In 1998, when the Bulls three-peated again, so to speak, winning their sixth title, thanks to Michael Jordan. He collected again in 2000. He collected when the Yankees three-peated. The Lakers finally did three-peat in 2002, so he also collected there. So it didn't matter that it wasn't his team, but it did matter that he had the trademark and people thought it was cool enough. I mean, anyone could have avoided it, but they thought it was cool enough to actually use it.
Pat Riley has said he doesn't seek out business for the trademark, but his lawyers have certainly gone to great lengths to protect it. What challenges have they been able to fend off?
Well, you know, I think, you know, in order to make money off a trademark, you have to protect it. Because if you don't protect it, then it doesn't have value to the people who might want to buy it. And so when USC was potentially going to win three championships, Pete Carroll, of course, was their coach. There was people trying to put out three-peat, P-E-T-E, instead of P-E-A-T, and they went after them. And it's gone after a fairly significant amount of people over the years to kind of protect their trademark as kind of a necessary focus on, you know, you can only make money if you protect it.
Riley told ESPN in 2005 that he gives much of the money that he makes from the trademark to charity, but if the Heat win it all this year, former Lakers guard Wes Matthews is hoping his former coach will send him a check. How's that work?
The book Showtime came out about the Lakers, and in that book, Wes Matthews actually says he actually said the word three-peat, and Riley essentially stole it from him. Now, he's not mad, and the check is kind of a joke. He said that he wouldn't have thought to trademark it, and good for Riley for doing so. But I guess 25 years after, he wanted to say on the record that he indeed did come up with the phrase and at least get some credit for it.
Soon after last week's filings, Heat fans began complaining that Riley had jinxed their team. And sure enough, LeBron et al. Dropped their next game to the Indiana Pacers. Are we looking at a jinx here?
It's an intellectual jinx. I mean, it's like, you know, you have to go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to see that they're filing these type of things. I will say he did file for three-peat on jewelry, namely rings. That's exactly how it's written. Mm-hmm. But I will say he was very careful as to when he provided the specimen of what the three-peat ring would look like. The years on it said 2009, 10, and 11. Now, if it said 2012, 13, and 14, then I would call it a jinx.
Darren Revelle is ESPN's sports business reporter, and he tweets at Darren Revelle. Darren, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill, for having me again. Enjoyed it.